Time to talk Guardians baseball with Bob DiBiasio. It's brought to you on AM 930, 100.3 FM by your Northridgeville Convenience Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, boys. A lost weekend for our Guardians, without question. Two pretty good ball games both Friday and Saturday. Yesterday, you could just toss aside. That was not a good display of baseball, either offensively or defensively. I think the biggest thing about the weekend is what we have been doing pretty darn well all year was missing all weekend, and that's hitting with runners in scoring position. I think we were 4 for 28 or something like that all weekend. Just one of those weekends where we couldn't get a hit when it mattered.
Yeah, but let's go back to the 25th, Saturday. There was an exciting moment there for Trevor Stephan on the mound.
Story looks at his bat, swings it once, steps back into the box, taps it on home plate, windmills it 2-3 times, cocks it in position, and the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss! He got him! How about that? Bases loaded and nobody out. And Trevor Stephan worked out of it. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Boston 3, Cleveland 2.
Oh, well, you know, Bob, that's the thing about baseball. No matter what the final score is, in baseball, there's those moments or those even innings, half innings, those things that happen. Did this draw you to the radio or to the TV and you're watching that and you get this bases loaded, nobody out, and you watch them get through it and they kept throwing home, getting the guy out? And then I like the way Tom set that up. He was almost describing some kind of Casey at the bat with the guy doing all,
he
of,
sure was,
all
yeah.
of that.
Wasn't
that great?
Yeah, absolutely. That was Hammy at his finest right there, I'll tell you. You know, setting the scene and being your eyes on the radio. And, you know, Friday night, one swing away from winning a ball game. And Saturday, again, just not being able to get it done when we had runners on base. Yesterday was just, you know, a tough day at the ballpark. We didn't play defense very well. But the greatest lesson in life about baseball is you forget about yesterday because you have tomorrow. And here we are, 4 days, 5 games against the Minnesota Twins, who are right in front of us. And then the Yankees come to town for a big weekend to start the month of July and the July 4th holiday. So lots going on. CleGuardians.com is always the place to go to figure out which game you want to come to with our ticket affordability plans, the family value pack, and obviously an action-packed promo weekend with the Yankees coming to town.
But, Bob, do we have enough pitching? Do we have enough pitchers?
I think we do. What do we have, 18 games in 16 days or some crazy thing like that. And, the shuttle between us and Columbus, especially for the bullpen, is pretty active right now. It's just a stretch of games that we're involved with in that way. And we'll find the bodies. Don't you worry.
So we're going to be we're chasing the Twins right now. So this could be a very good, obviously interesting series that takes place. And one day we'll be up, could be down. We'll find out how it all shakes out with these 5 games against the Twins and then the Yankees, as you mentioned. And maybe Aaron Judge could get into a slump. Maybe you think that'll happen by the time we see him next weekend hitting all those home runs?
Let's hope. Let's hope Aaron, does a lot of swings and misses. You know, it's odd. You know, think about it. The Yankees have been rather prolific offensively this season, and then they get no hit the other day by, what, 3 Houston Astros pitchers or something like that. Baseball's such a wild game. But let's play one at a time, especially now that the Twins right above us in the standings. They're the focus for the next 4 days. We end with a Thursday day game, day-night doubleheader tomorrow. A lot of opportunities to come and enjoy some beautiful weather down at Progressive Field. This weekend we have Dollar Dogs on Friday with fireworks, courtesy of our friends at Dollar Bank. The $2 pregame in the district, sponsored by Miller Lite. Larry Doby jersey on Saturday, courtesy of Discount Drug Mart. Fireworks again, so back-to-back fireworks. $2 pregame in the district. Kids run the bases on Sunday. So lots going on, as I said earlier. CleeGuardians.com
hey,
is the place to go.
I should let you know that I saw Jose Ramirez in the store on Saturday. Oh, I mean,
you
his T-shirt, his face was on the front of the guy coming down the aisle at me, and I looked at him, and I thought, you were at the game. I said to him, hey, how was the game? You were at the game on Friday. I've seen that. That is the craziest shirt I've ever seen, by the way, for a promotion. His face is just lighting up on the front of this guy's shirt. He's walking around the aisle.
That was a fun one. That really is a fun one. All the guys were wearing it for batting practice to help promote it. And, you know, a fun promotion where all fans that came to the game on Friday got that T-shirt. And really a lot of fun.
Craig and I had a question. The Friday Night Fireworks theme was songs you like to belt out. And we were singing like Volare, and what kind of songs did they? Do you remember any of the ones they had?
Man, I don't off the top of my head. But yeah, that's my ringtone on my cell phone is Volare, so that's funny. That's one.
There
that
you go.
Yeah.
Del blue, de pinto, de blue. Did you get to that part of it? That's my favorite part of that.
Gotta love Dean Martin, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Bob, we will talk with you. Coming up now. Okay, I was gonna say next Monday's 4th of July, right? Am I correct on that? I'm just trying to get through this month.
Yeah, we got a day off, so we'll talk Tuesday or something. We'll figure it out.
We'll get this together. No problem, Bob. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, gentlemen. Go Guardians!
Guardians baseball. Our talk with Bobby D. Brought to you by your North Vigil Convenience, Sunoco.